In this episode, we'll be talking about feminist issues and sometimes like struggles. There's also a trigger warning. If you're not comfortable with hearing about sexual assault, there is a brief mention of that in this. So proceed with caution.
Hello, my name is Sidra. I'm going to talk about gender stereotypes. They expect you to know how to cook and clean and all this stuff when, like, even at a young age, they expect you to know it, which, like, if you haven't been doing that, you obviously wouldn't know it. And if you don't know how to do it, you would, like, you might get, like, shamed or something for it. There's also examples of women being shamed for things that, even if you have, like, a skirt which slightly goes over your knee or something, you'd get like told, oh no, you shouldn't be doing that, you look weird, go get changed again. Which they don't do that to the boys. If the boys wear shorts or something, they're perfectly fine with it. But the second it's a girl, even if you're wearing full-on jeans or something, they still have something to get angry at you for. They still have some way for them to get annoyed with you.
We were thinking about how, like, a girl's role in the house and how everyone expects, like, the girl to cook and clean and take care of everything. And we have some experiences and stories to talk about.
For example, if it's, like, Ramadan or something, and then, like, none of the boys, like, cook, like, they just sit down or, like, go somewhere. But we have to, like, cook, clean, like we're very busy and we're still fasting too, so it's not really fair for us. We never like sit down until like after the fast has finished, so that's the only time like we actually sit down.
Especially yeah, with Ramadan and stuff, we are like fasting as well as cooking and cleaning, and we understand that men don't have to cook and they don't have to clean because they provide for the family, but I think in the older generations, it's seen as like a woman's role more than a life skill. Like cooking and cleaning is something that every human should do to themselves and to like everyone. So it's not really like a role, and it shouldn't be a role.
People expect women to be quiet and in the kitchen when most women just want to live life in a way. They try and restrict you to certain things. Like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, you're a woman. Or they limit women to only wanting to have kids or wanting to get married. They only ever expect that, but nothing else. And they only do it sometimes to the girls. Like, they say, oh, you're going to get married one day, when some people don't want to get married. And you're forcing that onto them by saying that you have to get married. So there's my viewpoints.
The first thing that ever comes to mind when like someone talks about stuff like that is like how boys in school say to the girls, oh, you belong to the kitchen, why are you in school? And like, it's not that I belong into the kitchen, it's like I help out in the kitchen, like I'm helping out doesn't mean like I belong in the kitchen. And and I don't think it's like really good to like just say in the middle of school like, why are you here? I'm here to learn, like that's part of my life, that's part of my education system.
A few years ago, our former head teacher, I'm not gonna mention the school, but our former head teacher was arrested for sexual assault because this occurred in 2007. He sexually assaulted a girl who went to the school, but she was a close family friend, and they were in like a holiday home, and they were away from everybody, and they were just going through some work, and he started sexually assaulting her without her consent. And I don't think the girl felt like safe to tell anybody until like 10 years later. He was immediately taken away from our school because obviously this school is a girls' school, so they didn't want him being around girls. and it became a whole big thing, and there was an ongoing case and we weren't allowed to talk about it. And that reflected like us girls in the school, because then we were being shouted at as we were going to the school as if it was our fault. And I don't think like his actions should reflect like what we do.
As a young woman, we all have role models and people we look up to. We all have dreams for future lives.
My mom literally has a smile on her face every time. I never see her like sad or like unhappy or angry. She's always happy. She's like one of the people that replies to people easily with happy, even if the people are rude. She just ignores them and just walks away from them. Everybody likes my mum because she's like, she doesn't argue, she doesn't be rude, she doesn't talk back to anybody. I don't talk back to my mum.
Hello, my name is Karima. Today we're going to be speaking about aspirations and where we want to work out when we're older and the reason why I want to become a doctor, because I really like helping people. I took that inspiration from my dad because he's a doctor too. And ever since I was a kid, I used to always like try and learn as much as I can about what he does. And he showed me some of the equipment that he used. And I really just like it overall. I hope in like 15 years time to like start working as a doctor and to hopefully help lots of people. I want to move to Italy. Italy is a very sunny place and there's lots of entertainment and lots of things to do there. And it just gives off good vibes.
Guys, you guys all listen to this. I've really enjoyed my time and I really hope you guys enjoy your time listening to this.